Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You notice that they've shifted from be all you can be to army of one, and now join the reserves and protect your local community, your homeland. Military all over the streets of America has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It has everything to do with dominating and controlling the population of this country. A great article by one of our contributors, Carolyn Harris, up on Infowars.com. Gates memo announces final assimilation of National Guard troops on the streets of America. And this is to take your land, your property. Again, the banks use your currency to buy up the world. Then they hand you all the debt. You have to pay it back in taxes. And they're going to squeeze you. And then when they're done, they implode the United States and all the other major currencies and bring in the new world currency, which will still be national currencies. It will just, the price, the value of the currency, the amount, will be issued and controlled by them so they can control recessions, depressions, inflation, deflation. And it's in the New York Times today, Fed weighs debt sales of its own. And they call it more persistent challenges, very close cousins to existing treasury bills. Here's another one. Goldman Sachs buys into carbon offsets, the new carbon taxation system. Oh, you want to be able to use your car? You've got to buy from the private banks. You have to buy a carbon credit. This is so sick. And this is over every form of human activity. And that nexuses in with this Reuters story. Obama says climate change, a matter of national security. That way they can bypass the Congress and everything else. Of course, they're bypassing it illegitimately. It's complete tyranny. The tyrant. Story we've got up on Infowars.com, a great analysis by Jessica's Cafe American. And it just links to all these stories I just mentioned. Is the Fed taking the first steps to selectively default and devaluation? Again, they will issue bonds that are AAA rated, and the Treasury bonds will not be. You understand? They're done with us now. We've funded their New World Order. Now they leave a rear guard of paramilitary troops to loot and steal and consolidate, and we'll just be another third world kingdom. We have been looking for an out-of-the-box move from the Fed, but this was not it. The obvious game-changing move would have been the Treasury and the Fed to make an arrangement in which the Fed is able to purchase Treasury debt directly without subjecting it to an auction in the public market. This is known as a money machine and is prohibited by statute. But as usual, the Fed surprises us with their lack of transparency. They are asking Congress about permission to issue their own debt directly, not tied to Treasuries. They're not asking them for permission. They declared war powers. Bloomberg. This is known in central banking circles as cutting out the middlemen. Not only does the Treasury no longer issue the currency, but they will also no longer have any control over how much debt-backed currency the Fed can now issue directly. If the Fed were able to issue its own debt, which is currently limited to Federal Reserve notes backed by Treasuries under the Federal Reserve Act, it would provide Bernanke the ability to present a different class of debt to the investment public and foreign central banks. The public is in trouble, folks. The question is whether it would be backed with the same force as Treasuries or subordinated or superior. It'll be superior. There will not be any lack of new Treasury debt issuance upon which to base the new Fed balance sheet expansion. Folks, this is just, they're open. You're going to pay your taxes to them. They will be the government. The private banks are becoming the government with no transparency, with their mercenary forces in control of the government, so we can never rightfully remove them.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Federal Reserve is announcing that it's planning to issue its own Federal Reserve bonds on the world market, just completely removing the Treasury. But then you will pay taxes on those bonds, though, you understand. The Treasury will then basically pay them. And so this is just open government by the banks. That's what the New World Order is. That's what they told you in the last month in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles. Hundreds. They said, a new world order, the bankers will save you, they're going to fix everything when they engineered it, and you will pay your carbon taxes, your cap and trade taxes, they're going to control everything. And then I read the banker takeover bill, it's what it was, and it said, we are the government, we are not transparent, no one can investigate us, we are separate from everyone, we rule everything, we have a divine right of kings. And what did Fed Chairman Greenspan say on Larry Neuzauer? In fact, pull that up, John, please. It was from about 3 weeks ago. He said, Lair says, well, do you ever confer with presidents? Do you ever get along with presidents? He says, I really don't care. They don't matter. They have no authority over us. No court does. No one does. So he asks one question and gets another answer. We're independent. We do what we want. We steal $8.4 trillion in 7 weeks, and then we send taxmen to take the money out of you. We implode the economy by design. They cut off the money to the economy and then hoard it all to themselves, telling Congress, give us this power, or martial law will be declared, already with the power. And then they tell the Federal Reserve governors, the regional governors, they tell them, you know what, we don't even consult you anymore. London's telling us what to do, and it's all secret. And then what does Bloomberg report, talking to one of the Fed governors? We've been told the War Powers Act has been implemented. Oh, but see, it wasn't about fighting Al-Qaeda, all those new powers. It was about stealing $1.3 trillion a week in the last 7 weeks. It was about stealing $1.3 trillion. And let me tell you, it's got value now. And they're going out and leveraging it in the hedge funds and leveraging it in the stock market and buying up all the depressed companies. See, they come out and badmouth the economy, say we're going to have a depression 9 weeks ago. Everything plunges. They capitalize themselves with $8.5 trillion and then corner the world market and buy everything up that they didn't already have. Very sick. And they're only getting started. And right at the moment you try to go out in the streets and protest or riot, they'll just blow up a federal building and say the people did it. And then the cops will get all upset. There'll be images of, you know, a dead child in a fireman's arm because the feds will bomb something that's got kids in it. You know, they love that. And then the low-level feds and cops will get real mad. That's it. We're mowing down the protesters. They did it. Yeah. It's all about manipulating you. And they're just getting started. Let me see, in 7 weeks, how many weeks are there in a year? If they steal over $1 trillion every week, how many trillions is that? 30+ trillion? And they're just getting started. I mean, hell, they stole $2 trillion, the Associated Press reported, out of the Pentagon pension funds. That's why they're now announcing, oh, we know we signed contracts with Vietnam, Korean War, World War II vets that we'd always take care of your health care, but now we're going back on that. The money's gone, folks. Your police pension funds, your fire pension funds, your teacher pension funds, it's already gone. You understand that? They went out and bought coal mines and diamond mines and timber and shipping companies. And they paid off governments to cede control of the shipping lanes to them in key regions and to cede control of the roads and the power plants and the infrastructures. It's called privatization, where they pay a pittance of what it's really worth to public works that were built by the people and our money. And they just take it. And then all that money was free. We had to pay for it. Then they double, triple, quadruple the price of that water, that aquifer they grabbed, that highway they grabbed. Or they have the people build new roads, and then they slap a toll road on them. And the money all goes to the far offshore corporations. It is just merciless robbery, like guys running into a bank, pulling out their guns, pistol-whipping the guard, pistol-whipping the bank president because he won't open the vault, grabbing the goods, and just for fun, spraying the people laying on the ground with the machine gun bullets as they leave and laughing. Why do criminals very often do that? Because they like it. It isn't just that they like stealing all that money. It's that they enjoy pistol whipping people. They enjoy shooting people. They enjoy the adrenaline rush. It's hunting. It's their hunting instincts turned against their own species. They like the wild exhilaration of driving away in the stolen truck with all the cash and switching it out in a warehouse and driving off. But see, it's the same mentality on a wide scale, but with think tanks and armies and intelligence and spy satellites and super bioweapons. But that's their mid-level servants that like the killing and the stealing and the excitement. Up top, it's these scores of generations on top of each other, inbred families who have a disdain for the public, and they have enshrined and institutionalized and made a religion out of killing and stealing and hurting. And the New World Order is a wonderland for psychopathic killers and control freaks. It is a place for the priest of power to go on and on debasing humanity, pulling it down, crushing it, debasing the language, reducing it, biologically, chemically, poisoning and dumbing down the public, They revel in children dying of leukemia and all these cancers. They revel in people being poisoned by the food and water and the GMO. They revel. It's about power. It's about the exercise of power. That's what it's all about. And they've been building for decades with the media and the propaganda, and step by step dumbing you down, slowing your mind, making sure you weren't taught basic systems and how the world operates in history, and turning you against your neighbors, and turning you into an evil, decadent, petty, narcissistic, mindless creature to where you don't even care about yourself, much less others. See, those that only care about themselves, they don't understand. They really don't even care about themselves. If they care about themselves, they care about others. It's all symbiotic, but they don't. And so now they set up their world government where everything you do will be run by the private banks that make up the New World Order through their international private boards over trade, over energy, over technology, over terrorism, over military, over environment. And every facet of your life will be micromanaged by the dumbed-down hulk of humanity, festooned with badges and fancy hats, prodding you like dim-witted ogres, like Dim from Clockwork Orange, ruling over what's left of humanity. Oh, yes, they've got plenty to work with now of mindless, backstabbing, psychopathic scum who themselves will lovingly drink the Diet Coke filled with aspartame and lovingly inject their children with the flu shots themselves while they throttle and attack and squeeze the public. And all over the nation, good sheriffs, the true power in the county, elected by the people, one of the last vestiges of common law, are saying, what's the point of kicking everybody out of their houses? Then the housing value goes down even more and nobody can buy them. And the banks say, we don't care. We just want to consolidate it, bottom out the economy, to consolidate it for ourselves. And the sheriffs are saying, well, you get somebody else then to go throw all these families out of their houses. And so they announce the governors are under Northcom control. The governors are puppets, and any governor that messes with Goldman Sachs or Bank of America, they're all corrupt. They only let corrupt people get into power 99% of the time, and so anytime they want, they're all under FBI surveillance. They've all been taught they can be as corrupt as they want, but they're making examples of them right now in New York, in Illinois, showing them, you do what we say. But again, this is all so untenable. This is all so outrageous that if the public puts up even a spoken word fight, just says no, just boycotts, just calls into talk radio, just writes news articles, just goes on blogs and comments, just puts up a micro FM transmitter and puts out Genesis. Whatever you've got to do, make copies of my films, other films that are out there. I think we're doing the best work. That's why I recommend my own work. We have a lot of others I only recommend. Have viewing parties of videos. Educate people. This thing is so horrifying. The only hurdle we've got to get over is getting the public to be able to admit the horror of what's really happening. Because now they've got to surface. Now they've got to emerge. They're openly announcing world government's going to tax you and run your life, so they have to admit it now. The enemy is very weak right now. That's why they're trying to act like they're in charge with all this bravado, with all this chutzpah, just flaunting it. With them on TV going, we need to put hundreds of thousands of Americans in secret camps. Torture is good. Again, like it's in plain view. If you have a public that has no morals, they're like a blank screen you can project whatever you want onto. And the elite's hoping that you're just a blank screen. That they can just tell you, torture's good, secret arrest is good, trillions taken by foreign banks is good. They're just hoping that you have no mind of your own. You go, okay. And then you take their hand. They go, here, do what I say and everything will be all right. Let me run everything. Let me set up death camps. Oh, all right, let me put my hand in yours. Everything will be okay if I just go along with that. And you see them toddling off with the vampires into the dark. The public are like little children, little arrogant, spoiled children, putting their little hand into the vampire's grasp as it drags them off into the darkness. Ohio sheriff orders deputies not to evict. Sheriff of Southwest Ohio has ordered deputies to ignore eviction orders when people have nowhere else to live. I'm going to get Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones on. Says evictions in winter weather and during economic recession are heartless, We'll be back with more of this.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of thousands of people are losing their jobs every week. It's only accelerating. Tens of millions are going to be homeless. Millions already are. The banks are just cutting the money off. And a little bit of money you will have in the economy will be deflated in value. Right now, we're in such a depressionary implosion that the currency still has some value, but within the next year to 2 years, the hyperinflation will overlay with that, the perfect storm, hyperstag inflation. And what's going to happen? Things are going to break down. Everything's going to be federalized. People are going to live in work camps. Others are going to have neighborhood spies, environmental spies. They're going to want the jobs, want the power. They are going to shut down the Internet 1 and go to Internet 2 that we've covered ad nauseum, where you won't be able to post what you want, have your own website. You'll have subdomains. On Internet 2, you only have MySpace, YouTube, Google, less than 1,000 major marquee sites, and then you're only allowed to have subdomains with them and universities. Filtering systems, it's all coming in, because they can't have free speech while all this is happening. The good news is the cat's out of the bag, the genie's out of the bottle, the horse is out of the gate, as they say, and they're not perfect, they're not omnipresent, and they're not getting away with this. And our sheriffs, while we tried to get, you know, former sheriff reelected, great sheriff, Raymond Frank, who would have stood up against this in Travis County, and there are good sheriffs across the nation who understand they're guardians of the people, and they need to be there to stand up against the feds. And with that type of moral courage, those are the type of places that an effective resistance will be formed. And that's why NORTHCOM abolishes the control of the governors and the counties. And, of course, it's illegitimate. It's fraudulent. That's why the Marines and Army have been training for 20 years that I know of to take over U.S. cities. And it's on video in my Police State series of films. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones says evictions in winter weather and during an economic recession are heartless, and those cases should be sent back to the courts and resolved some other way. Jones, on Tuesday, ordered deputies to ensure that people have shelter before they are forced out of their homes. He also sent a letter to Governor Ted Strickland asking him to issue a state order to stop forced evictions for at least the winter months. Not if the bankers don't want it. War powers are now in place, and it's not about fighting Al-Qaeda. It's about taking houses, like I told you years ago. They do it in third world countries every month. The sheriff could face court action if a bank or landlord challenges refusal to honor the court-ordered eviction. Then he'll become a hero, folks. Then that's the type of person you run for governor. Go through it, sheriff. Don't back off. Let them sue you. Go through hell. Even if they beat you, do the right thing. It's your morals. It's who you are as a man that comes first. Jones says he will face any consequences of his order. Yeah, that's what I like. That's the spirit. And if more of us would just step forward, if more of us would just say, look, I'm not moving. I'm not going along with what you're saying. I'm not backing down. It's one thing, the yuppies buying houses for investments and flipping them, and they're turning the keys in, they can move into something smaller, move in with family. We're talking about poor families in Chicago, in Dallas, in New York, in Los Angeles. They're going on the streets. There are tent cities with hundreds of thousands living in them in California and Nevada alone. New Mexico, Michigan. There are tent cities popping up everywhere. And it's going to get worse because the paychecks won't pay the bills, even if you can get a job. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And we're going to try to stay standing through all of this. That's why in the last year, I've been trying to capitalize. We never really spent our time trying to capitalize, so I can never hire enough people to do the job we needed to do. So it's a catch-22. I've got to capitalize. And so we're trying to get funds in. So that's why when you buy the books and videos at Infowars.com, you're not just getting a powerful tool to wake up people in your area and to show them the truth. You're also funding this beacon that is exponentially growing on the AM and FM shortwave satellite and the Internet. Millions and millions every week on just what we can gauge are listening to the podcasts and the live streams. It is amazing. You know, a lot of our streams are Windows and are CDN delivered, and so they're not even seen on Shoutcast, about half our streams. We would be number one in every category, not just talk radio. And why do I care about that? Because then we're at the top, and everybody clicks on number one. But I can't get the IT solutions to be able to do that. We're stretched that thin. So we need more capital. You want to make donations? Send us a check. Send us a money order. Send us FRN notes. You want to buy books and videos? You want to buy a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or a bunch of them and give them as gifts? We need your financial support right now. Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
We had the Health Ranger on last week, Mike Adams, and they've been testing melamine in the baby formula. The AP reported 90% of it has melamine in it. It causes kidney failure, all sorts of problems. Killed a bunch of people, as you know, in China and some here in the U.S. It builds up. And now they go to the testing facilities, and they've been told by the FDA, who gives them a lot of their business, oh, well, we're not allowed to test below one parts per million now. So we're just not going to let you test with us. So that's becoming a big issue. And saw a report out of CNN. One in three toys is toxic, group says. Environmental group says many items for sale have high levels of lead, arsenic, and other chemicals. And no group is out there is worse than toys because they're cheaply made, they're quickly made. Most of them are made in China or other third world nations. Jeff Gerhardt is the research director of HealthyToys.org, a division of the Ecology Center, and they do a lot of testing. And so he joins us today. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your background and the HealthyToy.org, the Ecology Center, and then let's get into what we're dealing with one in three toys is toxic.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me on. I can give you a little background. We've been doing product testing for a couple of years now. Looking at, we first started testing vehicle interiors, looking at trim components, seat components, and different components in vehicle interiors. We've also tested children's car seats, some other children's products, and we've been doing toy screening for 2 years now. Last year, we tested around 1,300 toys. This year we tested a little over 1,500 for a set of for lead and some other heavy metals and other chemicals of concern. So this is the second year for that project. And from a big picture perspective, you mentioned 1 in 3 being tested high with significant levels of chemicals of concern. That actually is an improvement over last year. We do see an improving trend. We're seeing fewer toys with high levels of lead and fewer toys in the high concern category. 1 in 3 is entirely too much still. But we have seen that trend, and we track it directly back to informed and active consumers that are really pushing manufacturers and retailers and demanding that they get cleaner products.
Well, I think the answer is not buying the Chinese slave wage made toys and going back to buying wooden toys, old fashioned toys, and that's what children play with to begin with. I mean, I bought my children the Chinese junk, and they don't even play with it.
Yeah, it's about 80% of the market. About 80% of the toys we tested were from China. It's probably a little bit higher than that in the market right now. And we actually looked at that. We have a 2-year snapshot of data, and while the toys from China are slightly higher, more likely to have elevated levels of lead, it's not a huge difference. We found about 21% of the toys from China we tested had detectable levels of lead compared to 16% from all the other countries together. So we do emphasize that it's somewhat of a wholesale problem. We find products made in coming from just about every country where we've been able to identify some issues. And ultimately, we kind of track it back to the fact that we have a regulatory structure in the U.S. that is ancient. Toys are regulated under a law passed in the 1970s called the Toxic Substance Control Act, passed 1976. And that law is one of the worst environmental laws on the books. It has not been modernized since then. And the U.S. regulatory structure for chemicals and products is among the worst in the world. So with that type of regulatory approach, we're prone to getting these types of products in the U.S. market.
What type of toys are toxic? What was the most toxic toy you found?
Well, we do highlight one of the big categories where it's a problem is the cheap children's jewelry. A lot of that, some of it's either die cast. Last year in 2007, we found a lot of that jewelry was actually literally die cast lead. It was 90-95% lead with die cast lead components. And those are the types of products where, children can ingest that and can really suffer from acute lead poisoning. This year we found that cheap children's jewelry was 5 times as likely than other products we tested to have levels of lead over the legal limit. So that's one category of products that, given the current regulatory structure, we really caution parents and consumers against purchasing it. And I think you highlighted, natural products, wood products, fabric products. I think those are better choices. We do still occasionally find problems with some of those products, but I think in general, one of our concerns is vinyl products and products that use soft plastics. Those are more prone to having hazardous additives in them than some other products. So
let's shift gears over into cars. I mean, from looking at these studies, it's just literally everything, a large percentage of the time, has all these poisons. So we're in a toxic environment.
Well, right, and we try to emphasize, and because we've done so much sampling, that this is an economy-wide problem in terms of the products that are in our homes, our offices, and our vehicles, where we're seeing these chemicals show up in electronics, computers, TVs, home furnishings, couches and upholstered furniture, cars. We're seeing many of the same sets of chemicals show up. So, again, we've done a at healthycar.org, which is our car site. We've evaluated over 450 new vehicles from 2006 through some of the 2009 model year vehicles, and looked at and did a comparative ranking of the vehicles to look at the levels of some of these chemicals in them. So again, it's a nice consumer site where you can actually go look up a vehicle and see how it compares to the other vehicles that are on the market.
You guys are really providing a wonderful service, a life-giving, life-saving service. What are some of the safer brands of cars versus more dangerous brands? Or is it not a brand issue? Is it more, per vehicle?
Well, you know, it's interesting because just like with toys, when you look at vehicles, many of the manufacturers have shown they can produce a vehicle without the chemicals. While there are some brands, you know, we've highlighted Volvos and Toyota and Honda in the past as having better performing vehicles overall. Actually, our 2008 survey testing we did, the manufacturer that was improving the most was General Motors. They still have a ways to go, but the overall, when we looked at the averages in their vehicles, you know, they were definitely in a improving trend. So again, I think it's a little difficult to track it to a specific brand, but we know that all the brands can make vehicles that are cleaner.
And bottom line, it's not regulation that is improving things from the all-time crisis levels of several years ago. It is watchdog groups. It is consumer advocate groups. It is the free market that is doing that. Did you ever hear the CNBC piece where they said that poison in toys was good?
I'm not sure I saw that one, but we think there's no reason for these chemicals in toys, and we think that because of what we know about how toys are made and how cars are made, but we also think that because when you look at the toys and cars that are on the market, two thirds of the toys we tested were produced without these chemicals in them. And toys rep from all the different manufacturers, whether you're talking Mattel or whether you're talking a smaller niche brand, the companies know how to do this. It's not an engineering feat. The car companies know how to do this.
Yeah, they just choose to cut corners and save money and then poison themselves. Let me play you this clip because, you know, that sounds made up when I say that, but I've seen this across the media, the corporate media, saying, hey, poison is good for the free market. No, it's not. What it does is destroy markets and destroy people's confidence. Here it is.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Okay, so what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I, again, as I said before, I think it's a wholesale problem throughout the economy, and it has to be dealt with in that way. And again, educated, active consumers and citizens are the best defense here. And demanding from manufacturers and retailers that they tell them what's in the product and that they develop and sell healthier products is key to all of this. Fixing the regulatory structure ultimately is going to be needed, but at the grassroots level, there is a significant and growing niche of folks that don't want to buy these products anymore, and ultimately that's going to be the key component to driving change here.
I've told my wife the last few years we're not buying any mainline junk toys because I'm not bringing poison into my house, and we've just, got to do it, and that will certainly, voting with your dollars will make them fix the problem. You know, some people say, don't whine, don't complain, shut up, greatest country in the world. I mean, it's just an arrogant mass psychosis that we see by so many people in the society, when the truth is, in every case in history where the public isn't vigilant, isn't involved, isn't informed, really bad things happen, and bad things are happening, and so that's why I commend you. In a separate area that I know the Ecology Center covers, dealing with GMO, I mean, I don't like the federal regulators because they can be bought off, and they'll approve, you know, aspartame when it killed most of the monkeys that it was fed to. They'll approve Prozac when they knew that it gave a massive increase in suicides in the government studies in the early 1980s. They still approved it because of political payoffs. And the same thing goes for melamine. Now the Food and Drug Administration is just saying, you know what? Melamine's not bad. It's you know, in small levels, it's actually probably good for you. Or mercury's good for you. I have the feds saying mercury's actually good for children's brains. If you don't believe me, I'll play it. But the point here is that the government's so corrupt now. You know, you got a bunch of Governor Blagojevich's up there who just can, you know, do or whatever. I mean, I know it's a federal deal, but that's just an example. And so a few years ago, as you know, the big agribusinesses came in and lobbied the feds to change the law where when something says it's organic, federal approval, federal seal, it's not really organic. So I think instead of the feds even being the solution, they are the problem. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I wouldn't disagree with you that, you know, citizen and consumer advocacy on this is clearly first and foremost where the cutting edge of changes on this. And, you know, you can look at toys with the lead issue, and there's, you know, right now the lead level is 600 parts per million. We don't believe there should be any lead in toys, and we're still fighting that fight at the government and legislative level of trying to people trying to justify that there should be lead in toys. And we think that's a ridiculous position. But,
and as you said, there are many toys that are pure lead.
There's some that are pure lead, but there's others where the lead uses a pigment or it's used at lower concentrations. And but the point is, I think the common sense position and the position of most parents out there is we don't want lead in the toys. So the fact that our legislation and our policy doesn't reflect that reality is a problem. And ultimately, consumer interest and people demanding safe and healthy products is going to change that.
Well, it's still horrible in China, and as you know, they just had hundreds die and tens of thousands. Was it 50-something thousand just over the melamine? They say it's bad. They arrest the people that did it and execute them. Not in the U.S. They just say, hey, melamine's good. So, I mean, you know, how about some, that is murder to knowingly put melamine in there. And they prove these guys knowingly put it in there to fool the protein testers. So, I mean, let's execute some people.
Well, I wouldn't call for that. But what I would say, you know, taking it back to toys. You know,
I mean, thousands of dead kids. I mean, we shouldn't execute them.
Yeah. I mean, taking it back to toys is, we tested over 1,500 toys. We found 17 products we tested that were manufactured in the U.S. And there's more than that, but that kind of shows you the percentage of products that we are actually making in this country, which is a big issue.
Let me be clear, sir. I'm not saying if somebody has a little bit of lead or arsenic or something and it was, you know, in the manufacturing in an accident or, you know, maybe, you know, then some jail time. But if you knowingly, like in China, put melamine in the milk, knowing it's going to kill a bunch of people. These people, I mean, this is out of control. I mean, I really think you should do some hard prison time. Take, like, Bayer. I'm sure you heard about that case, knowingly shipping out over a million dosages of Factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis, killing hundreds of thousands, and it came out in court in France that they knew it had it and knew it was going to kill people. Shouldn't they get in trouble?
Well, yeah, and with chemicals and products, looking specifically at some of the products we've tested, I mean, we really think we got to go back to the chemical manufacturers and the fact that some of these chemicals can still legally be put in products. And again, it gets back to, you know, fundamentally, we don't deal with these chemicals. We don't regulate them in a way that assures that they're going to be safe for children. So they're going to end up in products. And until, you know, consumers demanding that's part of it, but going back and actually having, demanding that chemical manufacturers show that the chemical they produce is going to be safe for children is ultimately what we got to do. And that's going to require, a revolution really in how we regulate these things and putting the onus of that back onto the chemical manufacturers to actually show safety. So part of this isn't necessarily we're building a bigger government apparatus to deal with this. Part of it is reasserting who has responsibility here. And
I understand. Look, it's not even against the government apparatus. Our government is so corrupt that Monsanto goes in and gives some campaign contributions, and then they'll get approval for a corn that sterilizes the rats that eat it. I mean, this is sheer lunacy.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm saying the government, look, I've always, speaking of the death penalty, I've always been for the death penalty, sir, but now I'm against it because you can't trust the government that's put over a third of the people on death row, now proven to be innocent. The government's so corrupt they can't administer it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's an issue. And ultimately, you know, we think that the manufacturer should be responsible for this stuff. And
yes,
the chemical producer should be responsible
Civil.
For it. And, well, that, but also for assuring the safety of the chemicals they produce. And right now, you know, the way a regulatory structure is set up, that just simply isn't the case. So that's why we've been, you know, we've had a bill floated, the Kids Safe Chemical Act, which is we're hoping we'll address.
All right, stay there. Let's do a final segment, if you can, and talk about that act and talk more about HealthyToys.org. And you got the HealthyCars.org and the Umbrella Group Ecology Center doing a great job because our whole environment's becoming toxic. We've got to do something about it. This is the real environmental threat, not all the phony ones that are really just taxes in disguise. Stay there. I want to hear more about this, sir, when we get back.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverINC.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Corruption is inundating our society, and it's happening because the people have been lazy. I know a lot of you got little girls wearing that cheap jewelry. Almost all of it's got lead in it. Why? Because lead's cheaper than pewter. Nickel-plated lead, and it only starts there. So don't be lazy. The safest thing to do is just to not buy any of the plastic, highly manufactured metal slave toys. because, you know, there's tens of thousands of toys out there. Nobody can test them all. They've tested over 1,500 and found a third of them very toxic. And there's other groups testing other groups of toys, and they're finding the same thing. The food's got it. It's bad. It's bad, folks. And only getting upset and saying no and getting informed is going to stop it in the minutes that we've got left. With the research director of HealthyToys.org, Jeff Gerhardt. Fire folks up. I mean, tell us about this bill. Tell us where all this is going, what we can do. I mean, we have had some victories thanks to some people taking action. It could be a lot better.
Yeah, I would just emphasize that I think this is a nice case study of if you care about stuff and if you're active on it, we can change things. I think, as I mentioned earlier, we are seeing we saw half as many toys in our snapshot sample this year that had levels of lead over 600 parts per million, which is the legal standard. And, you know, that didn't happen because of government regulation. It didn't happen because of any other reason than the fact that people were showing up at retailers and they were asking questions and they were looking for products that were healthier. So, again, I think it's a great case study of that you can make a difference and we can improve things. But we got to be vigilant, and people got to arm themselves with information, and it's not something that's just going to happen without people being fired up about it. So you can go to our website. We have a kind of a snapshot of some of the products there. You can take a look and use that to give you some guidance. But ultimately, you know, almost in it, wherever you are in the U.S., in many states, there's folks actively working on these issues. Many states, you know, from California to Maine, I'm in Michigan, there has been, efforts to address this on a state level. Ultimately, we think we need a federal solution to try to rein this all in.
Sure, well, going back though, the government says 600 parts per million. That is off the charts.
Well, again, it's another case where we don't agree with that, and the fact that we have the government standing by and saying any amount of lead in a toy is okay is kind of problem 101. And to get beyond that, again, our question is, well, why are we still manufacturing lead-based pigments that are ending up in toys? And no one's really been able to answer that question. You know, the answer is because it's still legal and we don't have a regulatory structure to review these chemicals that have been on the market for decades.
And of course,
grandfathered in by old laws that don't require new review of them. And as a result, they still end up in toys and they end up in other products in the economy. There's been a lot of focus recently on artificial turf. The same issue. Lead pigments, they go in to make the turf green. And there's, you know, there's a lot of legislative activity and legal activity in California looking at the amount of lead released from artificial turf on some of these athletic fields as well as some of the fake turf you might buy for your home. These chemicals, until we actually make the chemicals not legal to use in products, they're going to continue to pop up in the product.
Well, absolutely, especially with children, when all the studies show that toxins and poisons have a more adverse effect pound for pound on children than on any other group because they're fast growing and their cells are in that state where they're more easily influenced. So the work you're doing is just fabulous. Jeff Gerhardt, thank you so much for joining us from HealthyToys.org, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right, thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.